is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, punctuality. But the thing is, Tumba, even those men are late too in these weddings when it happens.
Yeah, you know why? Because men now start putting on makeup too.
Keep saying all this, and then he says, "Oh, I'm now parking the car." I keep calling, and he says, "Oh, I'm right, I'm waiting for the elevator." Now, think about it for 1 minute. I was standing at the elevator at the lobby.
Well, punctuality is the characteristic of being able to complete a required task or fulfill an obligation before or at a previously designated time. It is the characteristic of being able to complete a required task. It's often confused by some people with being accurate, but it's not about being accurate. It's being on time. So tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Well, it's time now to welcome to the show my colleague Patrick Kudea. Welcome aboard, sir.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here again.
All right. And we also have my colleague Ida Issa. Welcome back, Ida.
Hey, Sunday. I'm glad to participate.
Sure. And also from College Station, Texas, we have Mr. Umar. Welcome back, Umar.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You are welcome. Okay, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing punctuality. And I spoke to Sam Ikona from Connecticut, and I wanted to know, as a young man, how punctuality plays a role in his life.
Let me tell you one thing.
Okay.
First of all, punctuality is something that's very, very, very important for a man to be able to attend to, especially if you are dealing with a woman, right? So if you're punctual in such an aspect, like, oh, you're on time for a date, it gives you points. You're on time to deliver something. You're on time to take the kids from school, or you're on time to pick up the bread at the store. It gives you points. But you can't be punctual in certain things. Like, you can't be punctual if you're going to be out with your boys and come back home at 10 p.m. like you say. You can't be punctual in such things. Hell no. I can't be punctual if I say I'm coming home at 10. I'll come home at 2 a.m. That's punctuality. It's normal. And I'm sure a lot of other guys agree with me on that aspect.
Well, guys are listening and the ladies are listening too, my brother. So if you're
okay,
saying...
Understood. But believe me, I am making so much sense and will be agreeable across the board. I don't think any man would like disagree with me on this aspect.
Really?
If you tell me to go buy bread, I'll be punctual. But if I tell you I'm hanging out with my boys and I say I'm going to come out at 10, that's not going to happen. I'll come at 2 a.m.
But okay, so it is like when you're on your hunt, so to speak, quote unquote, you're hunting for a nice lady, you will be on time and punctual whatever time she tells you to meet her, right?
Okay, brother, if you're hunting... When you say hunting, you are in the initial phase. So the first 2 months, 1 month, you're punctual. Even with you hanging out with the boys.
Right.
And after 6 months, you're back to your habit. It's called a trend that every man has, no matter what. I don't know if you go to Mars, Pluto, it's just that.
So it is a trend with men that, hey, they can only be punctual on certain things, but not other things.
Not other things. Let me tell you, what we need from women is Advil.
Uh-huh.
What women need from men is us. Us from women, we need Advil.
Really?
Women need us.
Uh-huh.
Men. And so, that just makes sense.
Oh, okay, when you say you mean Advil, what do you mean?
Because they give us headaches.
So this is a medication you need.
Medication, we need Advil. But women need us.
All right. So you mean they always, are you telling me they always compromise with you not being punctual?
I mean, when you say an absolute statement like always, it doesn't really work out.
Okay.
They usually do, but when you say always,
no.
I mean, of course some of them get fed up. I'm like, I know, I'm done with this. But usually 99% of the time,
yeah,
they compromise.
Thank you, Sam Ikona from Connecticut. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing punctuality. Now back to the studio. Something that I want to ask you guys. With our African culture, maybe things are different. For some people, deadlines are different. Okay? For example, it may be understood in a particular culture that people will turn up an hour later than advertised. Okay? In this case, since everyone understands that the party is 9 p.m., but they will actually show up at 10 p.m. And no one is inconvenienced because, you know, it's going to be at 10. And this is happening, we know, in our African culture. But in some places, it doesn't work. So, Patrick, do you tell me?
What do you think? I mean, I'm not used to this culture where you're supposed to be punctual.
Yeah, okay.
You agree with somebody that you meet at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You should be there at least by 1 o'clock. 5 minutes before one. Mm-hmm. And especially an important part is if you, for example, you're going to an interview, mm-hmm. you need to be there at least 10 minutes before that time.
Right.
It just shows that you are, you know, you're committed to this. And for the casual meeting of friends, people's time matter, you know. Mm-hmm. There's no point to get there 1 hour later, 20 minutes later. And it's crazy, you know. Just get there on time. But our African ways, people, it had become a way that, you know, when you want to have something, like you're saying, at 9...
Uh-huh.
If your intention is to have it at 9,
yes.
then you better tell people to come at 7, you know. Come on, that's crazy.
No, but Patrick, there's something called being fashionably late.
Okay.
You know, so in some instances, depending on where you're going,
yeah.
it is okay to show up at least half an hour late, you know.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't think so. I beg to differ. You know, sometimes you do that, because you know that if you're the one going to be there, with one-on-one, I will always try to be punctual. And if I can't get there in time, I will have the courtesy to call that person and say, hey, I'm running late because of A, B, C, D. You know, I'll be there maybe 10, 20 minutes late because of certain maybe traffic or just something came up because you have a family. But if, you know, it has become the norm that if you're going to a party, sometimes you think, okay, it is our culture. You go there at 9, there'll be nobody. So you go there at 10, 11.
Exactly.
I have a couple of interesting, takes on this issue. And I would like us to look at it from, a cultural perspective and what it means to go to be at the function. So if you take Africa, for instance, and it's not just Africa, it's, in many other cultures, other than mostly Western European cultures, like the weight of the personality coming for a function was, corresponded to what time he or she arrived at the function. So in Africa, you usually have the most powerful, the most important characters who, the chiefs arrive at the function, they are the last persons to arrive and the first to leave. So you have, we have even the Russian prime minister, he's notoriously late, and it's a form of a power play. So in Africa, where, the communities, the society is changing rapidly, everybody plays that power play. It's that cultural thing where the chief was the one to come late. It's almost everybody is now a chief in many ways. So they want to come late, and they want to come not necessarily late, but they want to be the last piece of people to come. We need to see that in context. It's not just people just like not to come early, but it's a cultural, worldview that is very embedded in our psyche.
But it's a cultural thing that is so impeding on a lot of things. It has permeated even to the business world. You go and you make an appointment with somebody, and I really get mad about it. For instance, when I go back home to go to Nairobi, you've made an appointment with somebody. They've told you to come at about 11. And you're going into an office. You expect them to be in the office at 11 or whatever time it is. And you get there 10 minutes before 11 and you inform whoever, you know, there that I'm here to see so-and-so. And sometimes this person has not even shown up. So why give me the appointment in the first place? You know, if you're not even going to be at the place that we're supposed to meet at the time that we're supposed to meet. You know, come on. And it, now think about it in terms of resources, time wasted and other resources wasted. And just the other person, when you think about it, if you put yourself behind the chair of the person that is, you know, being, that is waiting, you have inconvenienced them in some way. They could have been doing something else and come at a time that you are ready to meet them. It's something that sometimes gets into my skin.
Yeah, Patrick, I think I understand what you're saying. And I agree with, you know, in terms of the way modern society is organized, everything is time consciousness. And because we haven't really integrated into this new global, you know, consciousness, that's why we, you know, time lost, productivity lost and all that. But you have to, you know, going back to, you know, the way people lived their lives before, you know, you woke up and, you know, you can decide to go to the farm today and tomorrow you will not go. So people's lives were so informal that the culture is not, you know, dictated by rigors of, like, you know, specific, you know, like mechanically arranged timing. And I agree that it doesn't fit very well into the global system, you know, this, like,
right.
The focus on productivity and the focus on efficiency, it doesn't fit well into, like, our old form of, you know, life, you
right.
know, the way we organize our lives. And, I mean, if we want to integrate into the system, we have to try adopting some of these global or Western ideas of time and time consciousness.
For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our Washington studio with Patrick Dare. Over the phone, Aida Issa and Umar. Right now, we're discussing punctuality. Well, earlier, I also had a chance to speak with Tumba Kanoka from Lusaka, Zambia. And I wanted to know, as a woman, how important is punctuality in her relationship with men?
I would love a man who'd be always on time. If I ask a man to be on time and he comes right even like 10 minutes or 1 minute before, even 2 minutes, that would be good for me. I would love a man to be on time. You tell me you're coming at this time, you're coming at that time. Don't tell me you're coming at that time and then you know in your head you're not coming at that time.
And why do you think this happens a lot? Do you give a pass to the men because sometimes they need to hang out with their boys? Something like that happens?
I mean, that's the truth. And you know what? It never happens like that. Just say the truth. Don't say I'm coming back by 10. No. You know you're going to be there longer than usual. Just say, when I come home, I'll tell you when I'm coming home. I'll call you or I'll text you or something. Just don't say I'm coming at this time and then you're making your wife or your girlfriend or someone to wait there for you. Just say, when I'm coming, I'll text and I'll let you know. That's it. Because you know what? Sometimes waiting is something which is so annoying. You're like outside the window looking, outside the door looking, and waiting for someone calling.
And you're worried maybe there's a problem or something. You don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, and that's the truth.
And that's the truth. So you're like, it looks like you're babysitting somebody, right?
Yeah. So I'd rather someone, I don't care whatever the time, if they want to be with their boys, they want to be with their friends, they want to just tell me the truth what time you're coming, and that's it.
But do you think
don't
that...
Don't lie about it.
But do you believe that maybe this goes with age, maybe for the young men, sometimes they don't really care about being punctual, but for the older men do care. Do you think that is the truth here?
No, believe me, it's not about age. It can be someone who's even older. And it's not someone who's, mostly young people, but even someone who's older, they do that, the same thing too.
So it doesn't matter with age, right?
It doesn't matter with the age.
Mm-hmm. Now, for you as a woman, when you go out, some men tell me, or in our discussion group here, people were saying, you know, if we're going to a wedding, women take a long time to prepare. They have to do makeup. They have to do their hair. So we will always be late to a wedding. And I see in many African weddings, yes, people are getting in so late. And the blame here is going to the women, that the women take too long to prepare. Do you give a pass to your fellow women for that?
Actually, that's true. I mean, as women, we take long to prepare. But it doesn't take that long for someone to even, like, to make an appointment to, like, if they have to come back to a certain point,
right,
to come back. So it doesn't matter how long. I mean, for women, yeah, at least the most it can be an hour, but mm-hmm. not, like, 4 hours.
Right.
So that can be an excuse for that.
So you don't accept to go to a wedding late, or do you think? What do you think?
Oh no, I mean, weddings are always late anyway. So I mean, we understand women always take their time and everything like that. And actually, that really happens. So when it's like if it's like a wedding, that's true, it happens.
But don't we need to change this, maybe, especially in African traditions? Because you, like us living in the U.S., I go to so many weddings, and you see our counterparts in the U.S. are there on time. And our African friends are not there on time. Don't you think that looks not good and maybe something should be done? Or you're sticking to our culture?
Actually, it's not just Africans, it's women all around the world. As women, we know we have to go somewhere and you have to look your best.
Right.
So we take our time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to take that almost all that time, but it just happens when you have to do this and this. You men are good. You can just have like a second to put on this and this. But as women, we have to put on makeup. But the thing is,
Tumba, even those men are late too in these weddings when it happens.
Yeah, you know why? Because men now start putting on makeup too.
Tumba, you are so bad. Thank you, Tumba Kanoka from Lusaka, Zambia. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing punctuality. Now, does it mean that if someone is not punctual, always this person is going to fail?
No, not necessarily. I don't think so. I mean, not being punctual is not indicative of how one performs or how one whether succeeds or fails. It just means that they have a bad habit. They may be very successful people, but sometimes they just have bad habits that, either they are not very cognizant of other people's times and they just take it for granted. And what was said earlier on, it's also sometimes just power play, you know, I'm important, they need to wait for me, you know, but if when you take it in perspective, yes, you may be important, but whatever you want from that person, you know, you think about it. If you're having guests in your house and you're supposed to have your house cleaned and the housemaid is supposed to be cleaning your house, they're supposed to be cleaning your toilet, and they're late and your toilet is dirty and your guests are now coming in, you need that maid to be on time. So
yeah.
You being acting important, you know, everybody plays important role in society, whatever their role is. So this thing of power play is just nonsense.
Yeah.
But then I can also punctuality. Uh-huh. Sometimes things happen that are outside of your control. So perhaps you did intend to arrive somewhere on time, but because of circumstances, you couldn't make it. So I don't think being unpunctual should affect someone's behavior for the rest of their life.
Yeah, so you shouldn't punish anybody just because it happened maybe one time. What do you think, Omar?
Yeah, I mean, like, I understand that, like, even here in school, I have a professor who, anytime we have a meeting, you know, she's always coming late. But she's a very good professor. And like Patrick mentioned, it's probably a bad habit. It doesn't mean the person is not an efficient, a good person. But also, there's another aspect to this, the issue of punctuality that we have to also understand. So you have people in the Western world, who are not punctual, but they are some of the most, like, the best workers in any, like, organization. And
really?
It comes down to the personality of the person and the type of job he's going to do. So, for instance, if you look at the tech industry, or industries that are creative, the creative industries. They don't place too much time on like a very structured form of organizing things. They leave it to the person, the spur of that genius to work, you know, get the person to do things. So that is also a very interesting way to look at it. So if you are a person who, you know, who is that creative, you know, thing kind of person, you probably would like to not be, you know, at a place, you know, or at a job where you are required to be a soldier. If you are the creative type, you shouldn't be a soldier or anything. But if, you know, if your personality matches with very rigid, structured, you know, work or, you know, social environment, then you are more suited for that. So sometimes it's also about the type of person you are, the type of personality you are, the type of job you are doing, and the type of, you know, structure that your job requires.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, and that's acceptable. I mean, that is, if you have flex time and that is part of, you know, your job where you can go in, it just depends on how much work you put in, the quality of work you put in, that is acceptable. But punctuality, I think, must be taken in the concept of an agreed time.
Yeah.
I mean, if in the absence of an agreed time, then punctuality doesn't come in at all. You know, if you tell somebody, we'll meet tomorrow, that is nebulous. I think other cultures, for example, in Kenya, we have what we call Kenyan time. I think other people talk about African time when you're generalizing. Mm. Sometimes it can be, you know, it can make things not be done, things that were supposed to be done. I mean, there have been cases where doctors on call don't arrive on time or some... What I'm trying to say is that there can be some devastating side effect to people that, you know, to services that are important to people. Ambulances, in our cities, sometimes, you know, emergency workers being late. If it becomes a culture, then it becomes a hindrance or really quite a devastating thing in society.
One thing I wanted to ask you, Patrick.
Yes.
There's, as you say, Kenyan time. There's African time, maybe. There's European time. So I don't know. But people say this. As you say, time and being punctual doesn't define who you are. It doesn't mean, as you say, you're not successful.
No, it does not.
It does not. So, can we afford not to be punctual and be okay, not only in our society, but also around the world?
Well, I think it depends on the different scenarios. For me, if it is something that deals with somebody else's time, then I have to be cognizant of it. If it's business, if it's something that will impact on whatever is supposed to be done when it's supposed to be done, then it's very important. But if it is something like a party, okay, you can, you know, your wife, your girlfriend is taking a little extra time putting on her makeup, no big deal. You know, you'll get there to the party. Maybe you won't, you know, you'll get there when the party is already quite hype. Yeah. So I think what I'm saying is that you have to gauge what you're doing at what time and what is the expectations. That's what... Now, I'll give you an example, you know, which I thought was quite funny. Something that the technology is actually bringing in. You know, when you have a cell phone,
right?
Somebody will tell you, oh, I'm just 10 minutes around the corner. This is a true story.
Okay.
Some symposium, and one of the organizers, okay, is supposed to be there. We're supposed to meet them. I'm volunteering to it.
Okay.
And we're waiting for him. And he says, I'm 10 minutes away. You know, 10 minutes later, he's saying, I'm 10 minutes away. I'm 5 minutes away. And he keeps saying all this. And then he says, I'm now parking the car.
Okay.
So I keep calling. And he says, I'm right. You know, I'm waiting for the elevator. Now, think about it for 1 minute. Yeah. I was standing at the elevator at the lobby. He's telling me that he's at the elevator. So, you know, and even after that, he arrives about 5 minutes later. So from the time he told me he was 10 minutes late, he came 25 minutes late, of which some of that was he was at the elevator and I'm at the elevator. Come on.
Now, contrary to that, Patrick, I remember I was living in Germany at one point, and these guys are serious with the time, man. You tell someone, someone will tell you they're coming 11:47. You can bet your life 11:47 they'll be ringing that doorbell. Not even 11:48, like 7:47 they'll be ringing that. It's amazing. It's amazing the contradictions around the world.
I know. Around the world, things are so different. And that's why when you're used to one particular culture and you're going to a different culture, you might have some problems here, Patrick.
Well, no, I try to adjust. I mean, and I adjust accordingly. I know that when I go home, there's a time I've just told, you know, the secretary, after I've waited for a while, just tell him I'm not interested in the meeting anymore, because it's my time. Is that, you know, my time is important. But when you're in the, you know, when you're with the, you know, with the family in the rural homes and whatnot, time is just, you know, it's part of...
You just take your time.
Just relax.
And as Ida says, no hurry in Africa.
No, exactly. Hey. You know, lunch will be served at whatever time. Uh-huh. Your friends will come and you'll just sit there and shoot the breeze, you know.
So, I wanted to, go back to your question, your original question about can we succeed without being punctual in this, And as somebody in academia, I can, you know, I have a little bit of insights to give on what can happen to you in academia if you're not punctual. Mm. So one of the things that we've noticed is that journals, like academic journals, peer-reviewed journals, there's a study which showed that African professors tend to delay sending in their articles for publication. They either miss the deadline, or when they send back the reviewed paper and ask them to edit it and send back, they don't do that, or they almost often they fail to do that at a rate far higher than other professors, you know, around the world. So it leads to a massive shortfall in the amount of publications from African universities. An African professor. I was talking to a professor at UCLA, and she was saying, you know, he's from Ghana, and he was an editor in one of these Islamic journals, like Islamic studies journals, and he said he just couldn't bear with African professors. Wow. They wouldn't come. They wouldn't bring their articles on time. I mean, ask them to edit. They have excuses here and there. So in practice, in real life, in my field of work, if you are not punctual, especially when it comes to submitting, you know, academic material, like submitting written material, you are not going to succeed. So success, at least in our, you know, field where it's all about writing and publication, you need to be very, very much on time. You know, if you miss an article submission deadline, you probably are going to miss it for the next 4 years or so.
Wow.
You know, because it takes time for articles to get ready and be published. So if you miss this one, you know, you probably miss a generation or two.
Wow.
So it's important. It can affect success very, 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 very much.
I think you're hearing that. Thanks, and that's it for our show on punctuality. A big thank you to my guest, Sam Ikona from Connecticut, and Tumba Kanoka from Lusaka, Zambia. In the studio, Patrick Deya. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And also, Ida Issa, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
And my friend Umar, thanks for coming in all the way from College Station. Thank you.
Thank you, Sunday. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942, and leave us a message. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.